أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Those who answered Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam even after suffering injury, for those who do good and are righteous, restraining themselves from wrong, is a magnificent reward. People said to them, indeed, a great army has gathered for you, so fear them. So this increased their iman, and they said, Allah Ta'ala suffices us, and He is the best to accomplish all affairs. So they returned with the grace of Allah and His bounties, and no harm had touched them. They followed the good pleasure of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is one with abounding grace. Indeed, this is from Shaitan. He frightens you of his friends. So fear them not, but fear me if you are true in faith. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala had spoken about the Nabi and the honesty of a Nabi. مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍ أَن يَغُلْ. That the Nabi can never cheat. It's impossible for him to be dishonest. And the hadith also says about مَالِ غَنِيمَةِ, public wealth, and the spoils of war, etc., that he is counted as public wealth. That I don't want to see any person coming on the day of Qiyamah having had misappropriated and being dishonest in anything that is from the spoils of war. And he will come with that, even if it was a camel, he will come with a camel over his neck, and he will come to me that I intercede on his behalf, and I will tell him blankly that I had delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I'm not in a position to appeal on your behalf, to intercede on your behalf. The ulama explained that this will also extend to all type of public funds and public wealth, like masjids, madrasas, waqf properties, etc. This is not any personal property, it is public property. Because it is the donations and the contributions of the public that help these organizations functioning. So it is not just one person's wealth, it is hundreds of people's wealth combined together that allows the functioning of these type of institutes. Hence, the caution that is required. For if it is one single individual's wealth, it was easy to go up to him and ask him for a maaf. But if it is the wealth of hundreds of people, then how are you going to go and ask maaf from all of them? So Al-Isam also says that I am not in a position of interceding for you, for I have delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحُ. Those who have answered and responded to Allah and His Rasul even after suffering injury. After the Battle of Uhud, whilst the Kuffar were returning back to Makkah Mukarramah, A thought passed their minds. The fact that the Muslims had suffered some small loss in Uhud made them rejoice. And for a moment they stopped and they thought, we had inflicted some wounds, some injuries to them. We could have wiped them out for once and for all. Why didn't we do such a thing? Whilst they were deliberating to come back to Medina Munawara to annihilate and wipe out the Muslims, Allah Ta'ala filled their hearts with fear. Ma'bad Khuzai was going on that end, though he wasn't a Muslim, but he was in alliance with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the believers. So he told them that, what are you contemplating against Medina? They are preparing a huge army against you. So this filled their hearts even more with fear. So they tried to frighten off the believers by sending someone to warn Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we are gathering a huge army for you. But this worked out against them, that they themselves were filled, their hearts were overcome with fear and awe. So on this occasion, when they were deliberating to come back to Medina Munawara and annihilate the Muslims, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced that who is there that is willing to give chase to these kuffar? Condition is that only those will participate who had participated at Uhud. Then to the Sahaba Kiram that were heavily wounded, many of them, or most of them, had responded to the call of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they gave the chase to the kuffar right up to Hamara'ul Asad. They stayed here for some days, and around the time it was some type of a trade fair that was taking place in that area, they had made good profit for themselves. So both, they had struck fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. They had responded to the call of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Materially also they gain. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, that they had responded to Allah and His Rasul even after having been injured, suffering wounds. And as the law Allah Ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. If you want the acceptance to your deeds, you want Allah Ta'ala to recognize and to accept your good works, then these are the two prerequisites. One is ihsan and the other is taqwa. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That you improve the quality of your work, whatever work it may be, but go on trying to improve the quality of the work, make it good, whether it's namaz, whether it is wuzu, whether it is zikr, whether it is tilawat, whether it is whatever, but try and improve the quality of the deed that you are doing. And the second thing that Allah Ta'ala requires of us is to refrain from wrong, wattaqaw. So these are the two things, or the two prerequisites for the acceptance of any good deed. All of us like our deeds may be accepted. We've performed namaz, or we've completed our rozas, then the desire is Allah Ta'ala accepts this. Make qurbani, and then we want Allah Ta'ala to accept this. So Allah Ta'ala shows us what is the way forward, that if you want your deeds to be accepted, then just comply. And what you need to conform in is you improve the quality of your action to the best of your ability, and you refrain from wrong. Allah Ta'ala further speaks about this group. People said to them that the kuffar have gathered a huge army for you, so fear them. So this only increased the intensity of the iman. Increase in iman means the strength of the iman had progressed. And their response was, when they heard this, right throughout, from the time that they had heard this, right until they had left and departed back for Medina, they kept on saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, that Allah Ta'ala suffices us, and He is the best to accomplish all affairs. Therefore, the ulama kiram explained that at a time of anxiety, worry, fear, then this is the best dua that is to be recited, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, that Allah Ta'ala is sufficient, and He is the best to accomplish all affairs. Ulama recommend that the time of worry, anxiety, fear, distress, etc., this could be recited at least 1,000 times a day with a sincere dua to Allah Ta'ala, with conviction that Allah Ta'ala will suffice. He will bring about some type of a situation to overcome all your stress, your worry and anxiety. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram have responded in this manner, placing their trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala favored them in five different ways. One is the iman, the strength of the iman progressed. Number two, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They returned with the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the unbelievers, their hearts were struck with fear, so they had no heart to face the believers. Hence there was no encounter, and they saved themselves from any type of encounter by the grace of Allah ta'ala. So this was the second favor. The third favor was وَفَضْلِلْ. And they also gained some worldly wealth. That there was a trade fair around there, and the believers had gained a great profit on that occasion. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. And the fourth favor was crowning all their efforts and all other favors, that they had followed the grace, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is obviously the paragon and the head of all favors. Whatever favor you can think of, then if it is crowned with the grace and the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, then there is nothing left. That is the ultimate, that is the maximum a person can think about, the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. So they gained worldly wise, they gained the imani strength, they gained the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the procedure, that in any situation we follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be all type of conflicting situations. Our nafs is saying something, our families are saying something, our dear and near ones are saying something, and Allah ta'ala is saying something else. Under all situations, وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. We follow the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah ta'ala explains the reality of the situation. This is only shaitan. It's shaitanic work. He frightens you of his friends. So don't fear them, and fear me alone if you are true in your faith. And those who are racing headlong to disbelief, let them not grieve you. Not the least harm will they do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's plan is that He will not make for them any of the share of the comforts of the hereafter. And for them is a grievous punishment, those who prefer disbelief to faith. Then they will not do the least harm to Allah ta'ala, and for them is a painful punishment. Those, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. Let not those who disbelieve think that the respite that we have given them is better for them. Rather, it is worse for them. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. This respite will only allow them to progress further in sin. They think that the respite that they have been given with wealth, recognition, popularity, influence and affluence, they feel to themselves that this is the better for them. Therefore the ulama have cautioned, when a person is steeped in sin and he sees wealth and he sees things all working out for him, then it is no occasion for him to be rejoicing. Rather, this is istidraj, this is a divine trap. He must be afraid of himself, that he am deeply steeped in sin, yet I'm enjoying all this. So this is a trap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. We respite them, that they may progress in sin, and for them is a disgraceful punishment. Allah ta'ala will not leave the believers in the state that you are now presently, until He separates the filth from the good. And Allah Ta'ala is not going to disclose to you the secrets of the unseen. But for this purpose, Allah Ta'ala chooses from His Rasuls whomsoever He pleases. So believe in Allah and His Rasuls. And if you believe and guard yourself from wrong, then for you is a magnificent reward. The plan of Allah Ta'ala is unique. In order to test out the metal and the goodness of a person's heart, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't just go about announcing it that this person is good and this person is bad. Rather, Allah Ta'ala brings about a situation. In that situation, the honest and the dishonest, the loyal and the unloyal is shown. Everybody is seeing this person was loyal and this person is unloyal. This person is faithful, this person is unfaithful. Otherwise, If Allah Ta'ala to just announce this without any real situation, then people may think in their minds that why is this person being favored and why is this person being deprived. And the second complication that can come about is those believers, because they haven't seen a wrong in that person's behavior and conduct, so they didn't see the need to separate from him. But when Allah Ta'ala brings about a situation, and in that situation we see who is honest, who is being loyal, now we have got a reason to move away from him. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Like a person promises his boss that I am loyal to you, I am loyal in your job, I'll never leave you for the good that you have done for me. And for all the benefits that you have given me, I'll never leave you, I'm very loyal to you. Then a situation comes about that someone offers him slightly more, and he forgets all the loyalty, all the allegiance that he had given to his boss. So when this real situation had come about, then the true metal and the true color of the person became visible. Hence, Allah Ta'ala brings about real situations where the real color and the real metal of the person becomes visible. Before this type of an examination, people make claims that I love so-and-so and I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But then, when there is this type of a trial, then the true color of a person becomes visible. If you say you love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now this is an Islamic dress and this is an un-Islamic dress. This is a way to do the thing correctly according to the Sunnah, and this is against the Sunnah. So we're going to see now how true is your claim about your loyalty and your love to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you see you have the option of doing any one of the two, then who are you going to be inclined towards? Who are you going to give your loyalties to? Who are you going to be faithful to towards? So these situations are brought about to see that loyalty and faithfulness. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't just announce it. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ. He doesn't just disclose the secrets of the unseen to everybody. But for this purpose, He chooses Rasools, whomsoever He pleases, He grants them Nubuwat and Risalat. So believe in Allah, and Allah Ta'ala conveys these type of messages to them. Then you believe in Allah and His Rasools, and if you do believe and guard yourselves from wrong, then for you is a magnificent reward. May Allah give us tawfiq.